Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
All right, everyone. Hello, hello. We are back and live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam. And on today's show, we will be taking callers as usual with a single question per caller on any topic of their choosing. Once more, we want to wish you all a welcome back to the show. Our shows are now on Fridays at 7:30 p.m. Once more, shows are Fridays, 7:30 p.m. We have got shows scheduled from now until the end of March, I believe. So just stay tuned for Fridays at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You should be able to get onto the show and ask your questions. As we bring each caller on air today, we're going to ask you to state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. I will be taking callers as quickly as possible. Some callers require a little bit more time when I try to relay the vision or the message to them that is needed. So just bear with us. Also, promoting our new website now over at merlinsstaff.com. That is merlinsstaff.com. For all of your private reading needs, you can go over there. You can book appointments online for private readings now through the website. It all links up to my calendar, and we're able to stop from misconnections now. If anyone needs anything privately, we also have other services available through that website at merlinsstaff.com. That is Merlin like the wizard, staff like the walking stick, .com. Okay, and now we're going to go ahead and go right into taking callers. Once more, as we bring you on air, we're going to state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Our first caller today is area code 951. First three digits are 207. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Nathaniel calling from California. And, you know, I found a job. I wanted to see how that was going to work out. And then I'm looking for other jobs. I applied for the census, for the federal job. And I'm applying for state jobs, too.
Okay. Welcome back to the show, Nathaniel. It's great to hear once more from you. The job that you have acquired is actually going to work out pretty well for you, okay? The state job, I feel like you've got maybe around 45% chance at getting that one, okay? But I do see other work coming your way, which will be sufficient and wonderful for you. This work is coming now or between now and about the end of March, okay? So somewhere in the beginning of April, I would say, between now and the beginning of April, just to be safe.
I'm trying to get my announcer thing. I'm applying for a job for a baseball announcer.
Yes.
Where I announce batters and that kind of thing.
Yes. Okay. Wonderful. Well, I wish you the best of luck on that, but I feel moving forward, what you are trying to accomplish will come into alignment for you.
Hey, swell. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. Moving on now, we've got our next caller at 480. First three numbers are 519. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Certainly, yes. This is Michael in Nevada, and I wanted to. I'm in the process of looking to rent a room here fairly quickly, and I just kind of wanted to get your insight in and around that.
Okay, okay. Can you guys hear me clearly right now?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. I just want to make sure my mic is working properly. So I understand you're trying to accomplish renting a room, and you want to see anything that I might see towards that.
Yes. I'm kind of looking fairly quickly.
Okay. I do see you finding one, but the thing here that I'm going to tell you is to stick with your gut, okay? If you feel good about it, go with it. If you don't feel good about it, don't go with it, okay? But don't listen too much to your head either. Listen to your gut. Listen to what your inner intuition is telling you. I feel that the right one for you and your needs is going to be within the next day or two, okay?
Wonderful, wonderful. That works out. That works in my time schedule.
Wonderful. Well, you have a great day, and good luck on
that.
You as
well. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Now, lately, we're really trying to get away from taking unknown numbers. Some of our numbers come up as the 111, 111s. Our next caller today, we're going to go ahead and take you on air. This is 111, 111. One moment. Let me try and get you on air here. Okay.
Hello?
Once more, this
Hello?
Is 111, 111.
Hello?
Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adams. Thank you. Veronica, Colorado. And I have a question.
Yeah.
I want to thank you, sir. So there's a I want to change something. There's this one man, right? He had a question me for a few years, but then he rebelled. If I start to not come at him mean, but a nice way, like in another type of way, would I be successful? Like,
okay, well, I'm trying to understand exactly what you're asking me here. You're saying that there is a man or a individual, a male guy, that you're trying to approach about something. What are you trying to approach them about?
I want to approach them about having a need.
Having a what?
Need.
Having a need.
Need. A physical need, yes. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. And you're trying to see if you approach them in a different method, if they're going to be more responsive?
Yes, you got it.
Okay, I'm just trying to catch up with you here, so that way I know what you're asking me. If I don't know what you're asking me, I can't help you, so I do apologize for that, but it's easy to get confused in communication sometimes. What I'm going to say to you is that you must approach them in a positive manner, but a non-aggressive, non-threatening way, okay? Now, what some people would consider non-threatening, others might consider threatening. It seems to me that you have a good idea about this person and their perception, okay? But I feel that at some point, if they don't get what you're trying to convey to them, you may want to consider backing off. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
All right.
I
do feel if you take a better, like, I wouldn't say a better approach, but if you take a different approach and you come at it with more of a positive angle, I feel that that will provoke a better response. Okay?
Thank you, Reverend Adam. God bless. I'm clear.
You're welcome. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. All right. Our next caller today is area code 703. First three digits are 201. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you were calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. My name's Andrea. I'm calling from Virginia. And my question is, I had tried out for a TV show, a talent show, couple months ago, and I was wondering what energy you pick up because the call for the next round to advance is supposed to come by the end of February.
Okay. Okay. I got a little bit lost in that one. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Well, I tried out for a TV show, and I'm waiting for the phone call to advance to the next round to audition
okay.
for the judges. And it's supposed
yes.
to come by the end of February, so we're getting close. So I thought maybe whatever energy you pick up.
Yeah, I'm getting it all clear. I'm getting green lights all the way through. So this is pretty positive. Okay.
So awesome.
What I'm seeing is that there might be a slight delay by a couple of days, but I'm not seeing a denial.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I say denial, I mean rejection, this or that. I'm
right.
seeing positive. I'm seeing positive all the way through. The message here is to have faith in the way this works, okay? This kind of came to you. This wasn't something you expected, okay? This is something that kind of came out of the blue. You're looking elsewhere, and this pops up. This was something divinely led to you, and I think you already know that. So I want you to trust in that energy, okay? Let it go. Focus on something else and let that energy manifest. Sometimes when we're holding on to things too tightly, we kind of choke the manifestation capability.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Well,
and sometimes
what
we mean by that is like it's in our head too much.
Yes. I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, I just got to let the universe do what it's supposed to do because I keep getting all the signs. Like this morning, I just happened to leave my house at the exact same time. And I just, whatever time, it was just weird. I left at this time, and the car right in front of me pulled out and had a California license plate because that's the next state I need to go to. I mean, that's
yes.
a sign from the universe.
Yes. Wonderful. And look for your numbers with the universe right now, too, okay? The numbers 777 are good for you, and then numbers 3 and 4 are also going to be good for you.
Oh, yep, I see those, because we're in the year 3 right now. And I do
okay.
see 777 a lot.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Well, thank you. I'll keep you posted.
All right, you're
thanks
welcome.
Very much.
Have a good night.
Okay, bye.
Okay, we're going to go ahead once more before bringing on the next caller. Please don't forget to check out our new website at merlinsstaff.com. That's merlinsstaff.com, Merlin like the wizard, staff like the walking stick.com for all of your private reading needs. Sometimes we can do a lot more in a private reading than what we can do on the air. We can cover a lot more ground and help give you a roadmap to really kind of go by. It's a guideline. It's not a written in stone. It's not something like you need to follow like a religion. It's a guideline. You need to see where your life is headed from where your decisions are and then make informed decisions from there. Every decision we make has a good and bad that follows, and it's how we learn from those decisions that really matters. Moving on to our next caller now is going to be area code 631. First three digits are 909. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Suzanne and Love Life. When do you see a significant other coming in?
Okay, Susan, nice to meet you on air again. Let me see here. Well, that's kind of, it's going to happen on a Tuesday from what I can tell. Now, I don't want you to limit your looking or your awareness to just Tuesday, but this is the first thing that came up. And the first way it came up was like, oh, it's going to happen on a Tuesday. And I'm like, okay. So then I'm looking for, is there a more accurate timeline? And they're saying this year is wide open for that to happen. They're trying not to give you too much of a timeline right now because they said that we get attached to these timelines and these timelines keep changing. We just have to let that manifestation take hold. But they said, hang in there. We know you've been waiting a long time. We know you're trying to find your significant other, your match. It is going to happen, and you've been working on your vibrational frequency, and we acknowledge that. We give you credit for that. We're very proud of you raising that vibration. You're speaking your truth more often. That's wonderful. So stay in that vibration because that's really helping it to manifest. And it's going to help manifest a much better quality in your life than anything you would have had before.
Okay, good. Thank you. I hope it's soon.
Wonderful. Thank you, and it shall be. Have a great night. Okay, moving on. We have 858. First three digits are 755. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. My name is Anne, and I'm from California, but I'm asking, my daughter asked me to ask you about your relationship, if that's okay.
Okay, you could ask me what you need to, so please, what's the question?
Well, my daughter, she really likes a person. His name is Kevin. Well, she hasn't communicated with him for about a month.
Yeah.
He lives in a different state, but he was visiting. Anyway, I don't know what happened with communication, or maybe his interest is not there. I don't know. Do you see that things will change and he will want to see her again, or it will not go anywhere?
Okay. You know, this is a very tricky situation to answer, okay? And I'm sure as a parent you may understand that, because you have some history in this world and you understand how the way that these kind of things can work out, okay? Number one, I do feel a interest is still present within him towards her, but I'm feeling this individual is lost. And I don't mean lost like in the sense of physically lost. I mean more emotionally lost, okay? I feel this individual is not in a place of understanding which way they want to go, how they want to pursue anything. I feel emotionally they're lost because they really don't value themselves. They really don't have that self-worth or that self-value. And I feel they may project otherwise on the outside, but inside they're in turmoil. Inside they have not healed. And I feel inside they can't really love themselves, for how are they going to love somebody else, okay? Yes, I do feel eventually communication will be reestablished. Yes, I do feel eventually they will talk again. But my problem with this is that he is not progressing forward. He is not healing, where your daughter is trying to heal, trying to raise her vibration. Now, she's having struggle because she's learning at this point how to let go and how to let God, but she is still having a problem with that. She's not quite letting go yet. She's not quite letting God yet. She's not quite at that point of confidence to stand on her own yet in a emotional sense, okay? But she's getting there. She's willing to heal and grow. He is not. Okay. At this point, he doesn't want to face his inner problems, so he's running from them. And that will continue to be a perpetual cycle within his life. And I feel that having him around is going to facilitate one of two things. Okay. Either she's going to lead by example and help him realize how to face himself by just simply doing it for herself, or he's going to drag her down energetically, okay? Mm-hmm. And then we won't ever see any real progress in the second situation if that occurs. So there's a number of ways this can work out energetically, okay? And I really want to say, okay, there's going to be great information here. He's going to come back. It's going to work out, blah, blah, blah. But I don't do that because I'm an ethical person when it comes to readings. I give you what I see. I give you what God gives me, okay? And God is giving me this perception that I'm relaying to you right now that this man is more like a man-child, okay? He has not fully evolved yet. So, yes, he will return, but there's a few things around this that really need to be taken into consideration, okay?
Okay, so do you think that they will, you mean return, they will see each other because that's what she wanted?
I know that's what
she
wants.
She can email,
she
can probably reply, but she wants to see him.
I know. I feel that she will have the chance to see him again. That's what I am saying.
Okay.
But what I am trying to tell you is that she must really consider what value she holds and brings to the table versus what value he holds and brings to the table. Okay? And truthfully, this person to drop off without communication to begin with for over a month is highly disrespectful. Okay?
Yeah, okay, I understand. Thank you
all right,
so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. You know, I bring the truth, people, and I really want to give you all good news, and I try to when I get that good news, but sometimes I just have to give you and relay to you what comes through, okay? Our next caller today is going to be area code 504. First three digits are 344. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Deborah, and I'm calling from Louisiana, and my question involves my career and my present-day job. I just want to leave, but I'm not seeing anything else come up, so it's starting to cause me a lot of stress.
Yeah.
I called in sick today.
Yeah.
I know I am not handling it well. Because I let people run me out of jobs, but then I feel like this may be, like I'm caught in the corner of a room almost. I don't know how to describe it. I have a mean boss, now a new regional that I actually like, even though she's tough, and then another mean person on top. So she can't really do that much because she's sandwiched between the two, but she likes me and wants me to stay. So there you go.
Yeah.
If you have any advice, I would love to hear the truth.
Okay.
Too.
Okay. The real truth is that you need to follow your heart.
Okay.
Okay. Is your heart in the job?
I love my customers and clients. I don't like the politics, so it's tricky, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, that's an honest answer. But here's the real answer. Your heart is in the job. It's just not with the coworkers.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So, yes, your heart is there, okay? However, I'm going to give you really, really spiritually a very empowering truth right now, okay?
Okay.
The way others act and what they choose to do is their responsibility. They can cause chaos if they want. However, the way you allow that to affect you and how far you get involved with that is your responsibility.
I'm an empath. It's so, even if I just stand there, I'm absorbing. Like, I try
Honey,
not to.
I'm an empath all day long. I know what you mean. You absorb other people's energy and their own emotions as your own. But if you are aware that you are an empath, okay, like I am aware that I am one since birth, okay? I am claircognizant. I am, you know, honey, I'm a clairsentient. I've been here since the earth was born. And one body after another. Fortunately, I remember a lot of it versus a lot of people that don't. I go in the world and I force myself to leave the house because I have agoraphobia. I also have autism, high functioning, but I have autism, okay? I absorb people's emotions like no tomorrow. And as a medium leading the house, not only am I afraid of the human beings out in the world, but I'm afraid of everything that I see out there because I see the dead walking around like it's a crowded bar during a dance party every night and every day.
My
you
mom has that.
You can filter that. I'm sorry?
How? My mom is like you, and she doesn't go out of the house. But I need to get
but
cash,
you have
you know?
To, in a way, okay, you know how when you see so much gore and everything in the movies, eventually you become desensitized to it?
Yes.
Okay? Practice makes perfect.
Okay.
And what I'm saying is you have to, well, I can't say you have to because we can't tell you what to do. We can suggest what to do, okay? We
okay.
don't want to tell you what to do because people have been telling you what to do your whole life, and that's disrespectful. That
it's
shows
so true.
No value,
it's
okay?
Oh,
but,
I can't breathe, yeah. When they
yeah,
do
I
that.
Know. Oy vey. They're all Meshuggah, okay? But what I'm trying to say to you is get yourself in a point where you are coming from your inner power versus the absorption, okay?
Okay.
If you ground every day, if you filter every day, you can work it out, okay? You know about grounding?
Yes, but I forget, and I thank you for telling me. Again,
okay.
I need to put a note on my doll.
Forget. Right. Write it on your forehead if you have to.
Okay.
Ground. Okay. And what you're going to do is if you make a routine out of it, okay, empaths and clairvoyance and clairsentience, we have to have routines. If we don't have routines, we don't continue with that routine. And it's hard enough to begin a routine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the moment you take yourself out of that routine is the moment you don't do it.
Yeah, you're right.
So every morning when you wake up, the first thing you do is your affirmations. The first thing you do is ground yourself and cleanse yourself. And visualize the water and the shower cleansing you. Whatever you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Put your bare feet on the bare ground and say, Mother Earth, I know you can take it. You take all the negative energy and you transform it into positive. And I appreciate you. And I love you for giving me this beautiful life. And I appreciate God and everything he has done to make this happen. But I ask you to help me ground, to help me center, to help bring me into a place of strength so that I can filter out whatever negative activity comes from my workplace and in the grocery store, my family, because
mm-hmm.
they're all crazy anyway, you know, whatever you want to say. Okay.
It's true.
But
it's
you
so
come
true.
From
yeah.
that place of inner strength. I know we as empaths were very sensitive. We want to heal everybody. We want to help everybody,
mm-hmm.
but you cannot help those that you cannot help yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I give you that strength. I give you the blessing that you may have a filter, okay? But it's not going to work unless you do have to work yourself.
Okay. So if I ground and do affirmations before I leave and put up protection, I should be okay.
Yeah. And you know
and
what?
You
another good
staying?
Thing, and sometimes we need a little bit of a physical help too. Use some black tourmaline. Buy it yourself. Okay, and put some black tourmaline in a little baggie and put that in your pocket when you go to work.
Okay. Do you see that I stay there or move on even with all this protection?
You know, usually we only do one question per caller, but I'm going to let this slide right now, okay?
Oh,
what I'm
thank you.
Feeling is that you're not going to be there forever. I'm feeling you building something new. Okay, I see you building
Yay.
Something that works in that field of industry, but a little bit differently. You're working more intimately with the clientele, okay? You're building something more of your own, if you catch my drift. However,
I do.
However, you're going to stay where you are for a period of time. It will not be permanent. And you're not there forever. And that's what you need to remind yourself of every day. I am not here forever. And you need to manage the time a little bit differently. I'm not telling you. I'm suggesting to you. Okay?
No,
if
it's true. I'm working on that.
Manage a little bit differently. You'll have the time you need to work on building that business.
So true. I do want to start like a healing business, and I'm not exactly sure. Well, I kind of am. But, yeah, that's what I want to do eventually.
Well, you know what? You don't know until you do it.
Well, the empath thing scares me. You know, if I can't master this, I can't do that. Because if I'm working with them, I don't want to take on you know, I want to help. So I
no,
guess.
No, honey, no, 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 no. Where's your passion?
Helping people, believe it or not. I love people. And that sounds so goofy.
So you're empathic, right? And the business is going to incorporate that, that you create. The more passionate
yes.
you are about something, the more you can handle it, the more you can do it. Okay?
Okay.
You know, as an autistic, how difficult it is to even keep this show running?
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
As an autistic, as an empath, okay? Honey, I deal with clients from all over the world. I deal with clients 24/7. My phone does not stop ringing unless I turn it off. And then I can't turn it off because I have clients that might have situations which are 911, and they're not necessarily
right.
something the medical field can take care of. You know,
exactly.
So I'm kind of like, I'm up the tree without a branch here. So what we need
My
to
boyfriend
do,
is autistic, so I understand what
yeah.
you mean.
You know, we have to work through it, but you know what makes it easier is the passion.
Hmm.
When you know you're helping someone, when you know what you're, you know, what you're projecting, what your intention is, it makes it so much easier. And then when it comes to building
mm-hmm.
a business, I didn't know anything when I started. Nothing about
mm-hmm.
building I, as far
mm-hmm.
as taking it from just being born with these gifts into a business in this lifetime, okay? I
mm-hmm.
didn't remember how I had all my other businesses in other lifetimes. I remember the lifetimes, but I don't remember how I started those businesses, okay? So
mm-hmm.
what I did was one step at a time, you know? Do a
okay.
little bit of research, but also jump in. Jump into
okay.
the water. You never learn how to swim if you keep looking at the water, but you never get in.
True. Very true. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. You made me feel great.
You're welcome. Thank you. And I suggest you reach out to me through the website because we could do some great work together.
Okie dokie.
Thank you.
You
have
so
a great
much.
Night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Okay, so once more, please visit our website at merlinsstaff.com. That's Merlin like the wizard, staff like the walking stick.com, and check it out. You can schedule appointments online now through the website. It's awesome. We've got other services available. We've got private readings available. We even have spiritual products available. Please check it out, people. Our next caller today is area code 626. First three digits are 893. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Thank you. My name is Jenny. I'm calling from California or Los Angeles.
Yes, Jenny.
And my question is, I belong to a nonprofit of women, and
yes.
we've discovered that there's been taking of money for their own use, primarily the last president, and it's in the thousands. The current president and treasurer already know this, and they were the ones that provided that money. And now we're taking steps to try to reveal this to the rest of the members. Plus, our intention
okay.
is to ask the current president and treasurer to resign from the board. And the last president that used thousands of the nonprofit money to resign
mm-hmm.
from the club, period, just to go away.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll get her to
Are
pay
back.
Are
we speaking of a CEO within a corporation president, or are we talking about government?
It's a nonprofit charitable organization. They act like they are the CEO and CFO. And never let members vote on how to spend money.
I can barely hear you. Hold on one moment.
Okay, maybe I
okay.
put my ear on the, yeah, how's
yeah,
that?
Try
so, no,
talking
they're not
now.
CEOs. Yeah, they're not CEOs. It's a nonprofit charitable organization. It usually runs with about 100, 120,000. And I've pulled up the taxes because, you know, those are public record.
Yes.
And in 1 year, they spent $17,000 alone on conventions, luncheons. And according to a 501c3 IRS, you cannot do that. All monies must be spent for your charitable purpose, after the
yes.
bills, of course. And the rest of the money, the net, must be only your charitable purpose. And they're aware of it. In the beginning, Reverend, I know that they were innocent of it. They never, mm-hmm. ever looked up, what is a 501c? What are Robert's rules? What can I do? Mm-hmm. They just started doing it. But another member joined the board, okay. and she informed them. So are we going to accomplish having today's, the current president and treasurer resign from the board and the past president resign from the organization and hopefully pay back to the treasury?
Okay, I got your question loud and clear. Here's my answer. Okay, here's the, well, not my answer, but here's the answer from spirit world, the universe, whatever you want to call it, the highest powers that be. Okay?
Correct.
I see a resolve with this, which everyone can be happy with. I feel a resolve to this situation that balances the energy within that charitable organization. Okay? I cannot answer you directly as to whether they're going to resign or not, but if I am seeing a resolve that everyone is clearly happy with, I feel that that is a strong indication that they will.
I understand. And the money, they're really very stingy. They've given very little to charity, mostly to scholarships.
I understand. Recuperation of the lost funds will not be possible.
Okay.
I feel that something will come in energetically to make up for that, because there will be some kind of donation that accounts for that lost money. But mm-hmm. that money will not be reclaimed. The original money will not be replaced.
Okay. I understand. Reverend, one of the women in the club has worked for the district attorney's office.
Yes.
And we want to take care of it at our level. But if they don't resign, then she's suggesting that we do press charges, because it's very obvious.
I can't step into this and say this is what you're going to do, but what I can suggest is whether or not they resign, wait a little bit, see what they're going to do, but whether or not they resign should not be based upon whether you or not you press charges. I feel
that's a threat. We're not going to say that you do this or we'll do that. But if they don't resign, then we'll just do it.
No, I say do it regardless. Do it regardless of whether they resign or not. That's my suggestion.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I looked at the taxes and the red flag for conventions and all that are $17,000. I've already talked to two accountants, and they will be audited. And whomever took the money will be made to pay it back, because IRS rules, even if we forgive the whole thing, they will tell them to
pay it back. No, I understand, but what I am projecting to you is that you will have to do it by force, because it will not be willingly accounted for.
Okay. I understand. Okay.
And they may resign, but they will not willingly present it back.
Oh, I know. At one meeting, they asked me, well, what's your solution? I said, my solution is anybody who used nonprofit funds for conventions and luncheons and all that to pay it back to the treasury. Mm-hmm. And one woman said, well, all they have to do is quit and they don't have to pay it. I didn't answer her. I just left her with her last sentence. And if they quit, it'll still get
mm-hmm.
audited. I know that. Mm-hmm. Eventually, they're going to have to pay it back one way or the
right.
other.
Right. Well, I really feel that you have a good understanding and a good hold over this situation. There's nothing I can really provide you that you don't already have.
Well, I'm glad you said that the outcome that we will appreciate, I won't say like the outcome, but we will be maybe satisfied with the outcome.
Precisely.
So that you did say, right. So that I'm glad for that. because we would
okay.
never be satisfied if they stayed in office.
Wonderful.
Reverend, thank you so much. I
You're
know
more
what
than
I know,
welcome. Thank
it's,
you.
It's good to talk to you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to move on to our next caller now. Give me one moment. It looks like our co-host is tuned in. I'm going to bring her on air. One moment, please. Oh, there we go. Lolita, welcome
hey.
Back.
What up? How are you?
What up, what up, what up? We're doing good today.
I see,
How are
I
you?
See. I'm good. I wanted to be a customer today.
Oh, no. Okay, go on.
I got to go back in class. So I was told that my dad had something else for me. It was a big message from this morning.
Okay, it's like a deer in the headlights here. Hold on. All right, and I hear an order coming through. You see, that's confirmation right there. That's his message. It will work out. It's going to work out. But don't be a deer in the headlights. Allow yourself to just flow.
Okay.
So whatever that's going to be related to, and I think he's saying it's he's got his arms out, and you know how he shows me like physical imagery sometimes? He's got his arms
uh-huh.
out like he's hugging the entire world. So that represents it's in every area right now. Hello?
Okay. I'm here.
Yeah. So it's like he says, don't be a deer in the headlights. Just allow yourself to flow with it. And your sister's talking
okay.
about, oh, I'm going to get her. I'm going to get her good. You hear me?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
your sister. Your sister's trying to be a jokester again. But your dad wants you to know, don't be a deer in the headlights.
Don't be a deer in the headlights. Okay. Yeah, because this morning, it kind of is on the same track. This morning he stated that we got more to talk about, but he wants me to enjoy. He says, don't get stuck. He goes, when you don't leave, it becomes, like, not fun. He goes, basically, I need to get out more often.
Okay.
And the girl
okay.
and the girl that I have, he trusts.
Okay. You mean our coworker?
Yeah, so it kind of validates what you're saying. Don't get stuck in a deer light. Have fun with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Well, very good.
That's cool. All right.
Okay.
You have any more callers?
Yeah, we've got about two more callers here. And are you going to go ahead and fulfill that with your end, or you want to stay on air?
I'm going to try to stay on air.
Okay, cool. I'm going to bring on our next caller now. Area code. Well, before we do that, once more, please don't forget to check out the new site at MerlinStaff.com. That's Merlin like the wizard, staff like a walking stick.com. And everybody can schedule their private readings online now through that website. Syncs right up to my calendar. Also, we have a lot of other services available, and we do offer spiritual products. I also do handmade, custom-made dream catchers that I offer up on the website now, all traditionally blessed and made. So please go check it out at MerlinStaff.com. Our next caller today is going to be area code 520. First three digits are 234. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where
Hi,
you're
Reverend.
Calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. This is Lisa calling you. How are you?
Oh, hey, Lisa. How we doing today?
Oh, great. Thank you. I hope you're doing well.
Yes, I am. Thank you. I hope you are as well.
Oh, thank you. I am. Thank you so much. I wondered if you saw the boyfriend thinking about, he's been making some statements, like what
you
is
mean
a
what
wedding
we've
shower.
Discussed before.
Yeah, what is a wedding shower? And I'm wondering if he is thinking about, like, the moving in situation and also getting married. You know, I'm just getting a little shocked over and over again.
Yeah, I understand. You know, Lisa, I really feel that is going to take place still, and I really feel that we have some progress moving forward here internally with him, okay? I feel that at this point, we just have to let it happen, let it go, and let it happen. Just let it go. Focus on something else, okay? The universe has this in place right now. We're really, the universe is showing me they're trying to make this work out to the best of ability, but they're giving him this wake-up call. They're giving him this stuff right now. You just have to let it be.
Will do. Yeah, will do. I just, you know, when he says certain things, it's later on, like a few hours later, I think, what? Where did that come from? You know, what the heck is, you know, I'm so shocked by all this, because it's like I never saw any of this coming, none of it.
I know. But here's the thing, okay? Right now, this individual is going through a wake-up call. So they're going to be kind of, the way that it's going to be perceived is if there's a bipolar energy to them, okay? Because it's this back and forth, it's this, you know, push and pull, and it's frustrating. Trust me, I know, I've helped plenty of people through it. But, you know, in your case, in your very specific case here, I feel that there is a divine purpose behind all of this. And we just have to let it run its course.
Okay. I can. Thank you for your insight and guidance on that. That's certainly what I'll do. You know, just figure out, shift the focus totally different on something else and just enjoy the ride.
I got you.
For sure.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Okay. And then our last caller today is going to be area code 703. First three digits are 566. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, I'm Maria, and I'm calling from the Northeast. And the question I have is, it's been a while. I'm trying to relocate back home. I thought the jobs I apply for whatever reason, they don't come through, or something didn't go right when I completed the application. So I just want to see what you're picking up, because I really want, I've been trying to put the energy to continue to be positive and have faith about me returning back home.
Yes, and I do see you putting that energy out there. I also feel that nervousness at the same time, because you're kind of stuck in a rock and a hard spot here. The problem is, I need to ask you, have you done anything to clear the blockages yet?
Clear the blockages?
Yes, okay, so I think that's a no. What I mean by that is, you have energetic blockages that are around you right now, okay? Sometimes these blockages are referred to as curses. Other times they're referred to as the evil eye, hexes, or jinxes, okay? I feel there was a lot of jealousy towards you at one point, and that jealousy came about from an individual. And I don't know who that individual is, but there was an individual out there that was very jealous of you. Maybe not even any reason to be, but some people that are evil, they just don't need a reason. They just are evil because they're evil, okay? And I feel that this put the evil eye on you. This put a blockage, an energetic blockage on you. And I feel that it kind of pulled off of the energy from a generational curse that was already there in your life to begin with, activated each other, and then became this big blob in the doorway to your success, okay? So I want to understand, do you do anything spiritually to cleanse yourself on a regular basis?
Yes.
Okay, what do you do spiritually to cleanse yourself?
Well, of course, meditate and pretty much meditate and pray and also.
Okay. Do you sage? Do you smudge with incense? Like,
I do. Yes,
sage, frankincense,
mm-hmm.
myrrh. Okay.
Yes. And
do
I
you
actually
use
do that
frankincense
with oils
sage
as well.
I'm sorry.
Frankincense. Both frankincense and sage.
Okay. Now, usually frankincense is a little bit more abrasive than sage. It will get down and scrub deeper. I suggest you mix a little bit of powdered cinnamon with that frankincense. That's going to help out a little bit, okay? But at this point, I feel it is time for you to get a professional cleansing done. I don't know what area you're in based upon your zip code, but I do remote cleansings as well. I feel you need to get this removed from you professionally because I feel like it's been built up a little bit too much, and maybe what you're doing is efficient but not efficient enough. Okay.
And the only thing I can really suggest is that when we're trying to manifest, there's no such thing as trying, and to always try to remain positive, there's no such thing. So what we do is we work on the core issues, so everything that comes out of our mind always vibrates on grace and gratitude. So I would suggest a lot of inner work, a lot of listening to Esther Hicks, and also doing some karma contract removals to assist you to create a manifest. If karma contracts are not removed or imprints or anything like that, there's more you can do to create. That's why a lot of people that always struggle on trying to remain positive is because the inner work is not done. The goal is to have all that, resolved and not be in our etheric body to really just flow with it.
Thank you so much. Oh,
you're welcome.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling in, and please go to the website at HowPsychic.com. I'm so used to the old one. Go to Merlin's staff, Merlin like the wizard, staff like the walking stick.com. You can schedule an appointment with me on there, and I'll be more than happy to assist you. Thank you.
Is there a last call?
Moment. We have one more that just stepped in. We're going to go ahead and take that if that's okay with you.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. All right, next caller for today, last caller, is area code 408. First three digits are 202. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. My name is Ola from California. And I just had a quick question, so thanks for taking my call.
And what was your name?
Ola, O-L-A.
Ola, okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Go ahead.
So I actually called in last week, and I totally forgot to ask you this. So I have I'm starting a new job, and you mentioned that a better one was coming, which is great. But do you see me having any issues? I'm already off to a rough start with this new, like, they're having issues with onboarding and all that stuff. Do you see me being okay until the job that I actually want comes through? Like, any more issues?
I mean, message to you is don't panic.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear it in her voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just got, they're messing up a lot of things already, so I'm just like, oh no. But okay, just stay calm and okay.
Well, here's the thing.
You know, what happens is when you're in a storm, okay, if you panic, the storm's going to take you out. But if you remain calm, think about each step you're making as you're making it or before you make it, you'll be good.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
Anything I should...
Yeah, and I'll...
Go ahead, Lily.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say to you is like, by us not being able to live in the unknown, you're not secure on what the universe provides you. In return, you have to switch your perception and realize that the universe got your back, whether it's good or bad at that moment,
right.
It's in your best interest. And if you don't show that, all you're going to do is create and manifest low vibration things. So while you are co-creating a new career, you need to sit back and trust and really do a lot of inner child meditations, because that comes from a foundation of your upbringing of not being secured. So tap into that and work on that, and just know that every single day, the universe got your back, and that's all that matters. And it's all about you on how you're going to follow the yellow brick road. Are you going to operate on fear and question, or are you just going to trust the situation and just know what happens?
Yeah, I definitely know something better is on the way. It's just I need help, like, learning how to relax. Like, I'm always like this. So, okay.
Yeah, that that comes from your
foundation.
That comes from a lot of your mom. How was she when she was younger? I'm picking up mom energy. Was she scattered all over?
Was she, I'm sorry?
Was she scattered and all over?
No, she's very, I don't know, she's an accountant, so I don't know how to, I don't know how to.
She can't live in the unknown. She has to know every single thing about her life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Okay. So you see how that's like kind of a cycle of life. I just picked up mom's energy. So you have to understand that that's not the way it works. If we're going to walk this spiritual game, then we have to show the universe that we understand what that spiritual game is. So learn the foundations. Listen to Esther Hicks. Start doing some inner child healing, and you know, get rid of this illusion that you've been shown upon by your mom and dad, because none of that exists. So always know that even though you're looking for something better, but you have to be better inward. If you're not inward better, that divine alignment of career, friendships, or whatever won't come into place. So why not just make it your 9-to-5, your job to work on yourself and allow the universe to keep showing you? Because that next job is not going to be your last job. Always realize that. They're stepping stones. Those are stepping stones to show us on where our growth is at this moment.
Right. I think Adam said that last time, actually. So,
I don't know.
Yeah. A little confirmation.
I get on the show
whenever. That's great, though. That's great. That's good. You guys are in sync. And, yeah, so that's doubly awesome that happened. So, okay, thank you so much. That helps a lot.
Yeah.
So,
You're welcome.
Listen to Esther. Thank
listen
you so much.
Esther,
have a good night.
She's awesome. You got it.
Yeah, she's in The Secret, right?
Yeah, she is. You know, and if you're ever wanting to take
her.
And if you ever wanted to take your level of healing to the next level, just reach out to us. We make mountains move, but you got to be committed. That's all.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'll check out the website too. So. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm. Thank
good night.
You. You have
Bye.
A great day. Great night.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. And we want to thank Lolita for joining us on the show at the last minute today. Helping with co-hosting here. We want to thank everyone for calling in and listening to today's show. We want to wish you all the best upon your paths forward, your journeys forward. Of course, we always want to give you the truth, the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between, because we are very ethical on this show, and we want to provide you with the best possible tools that you can use within your lives to reaching your goals. Thanks once more, Lolita, for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. Let me come in last minute.
No problem. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Once more, we want to wish everyone namaste, love, light, and good night.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam.
Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all Namaste love and healing.